Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. As has been said, this show will encourage you to keep an open mind. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is keep your mind open. This way you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, we have a special treat. I have Lisa McCall, who is going to give out free angel readings. And for anybody that wants an extended reading, when I bring her live, she can tell you how to get in touch with her. This is her biography in her own words. I have been talking to the angels for as long as I can remember. Suddenly, I realized if one stops talking long enough and listens, you can hear what they are saying to us. I believe we all have that gift. We are born with it. They give us messages every day. I believe we are all spirits living a human experience. I believe in God as the divine creator who, because of his abundant love for us, allows for the realms of heaven and earth to communicate with one another. I am a strong believer in prayer and meditation and a certified Reiki practitioner. Reiki is not a religion, but a spiritual experience to me. Everyone experiences it differently. It's like a massage for the soul. And so I would like to introduce Lisa. Lisa, how are you doing in the present moment?
I'm good. Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, too. Beyond good. It's always a pleasure to do a show. And we do have a lot of callers. It looks like we have about 7 callers right now, which is very nice.
Okay.
And so everybody that's called in so far will be able to get a reading from Lisa. I just wanted to ask you, what is the best way for people to get in touch with you if they would like to have an extended reading?
Okay, they can either go on Facebook under Lisa McCall, or they can call me at 315-383-3354.
Great. Okay. Well, Lisa, tell me when you talk about how you've been talking to the angels as long as you can remember. What's your earliest recollection?
I would say when I was about 4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it.
And what happened for you?
When I was 5 years old, my grandfather died, and I saw his spirit. That was my first experience.
Oh, that sounds very comforting.
Yeah. I was little, you know, but yeah, it was. And then I've had many experiences. I couldn't even begin to tell you all of them.
And how long have you been doing angel readings now?
I've been doing angel readings for the past couple of years, and I was
mm-hmm.
certified by Doreen Virtue, and I studied in Lilydale, New York. And then I became Reiki certified. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend that's been to Lilydale many times, so I hear it's a wonderful place.
It is a wonderful place.
Well,
everybody should try it.
Just for people that don't know, where in New York is Lilydale located?
Lilydale is about an hour and a half from Buffalo, New York.
Okay. Well, for anybody that's in New York or Pennsylvania or Ohio, that's probably very doable. Well, shall we get into some readings now?
Sure.
Okay. Our first caller is Laura. Laura's from New Jersey. Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, David. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
How can I help you? Do you have a question?
I'm looking for work.
Okay.
I finished a contract in December.
Uh-huh.
I would like something permanent full-time, but in the interim, if I don't find out, I'm happy to continue doing contract work. And I was just wondering if you see me getting another contract anytime soon.
Okay. I do. The angels are coming through right now, and they are talking about that you do not have to stay in your present situation, especially if you're feeling, they show like an illusion of you maybe feeling trapped. They're showing that sometimes it looks like you're afraid to take some action. And they're saying that you don't need to be afraid because it looks like there's quite a few possibilities for freeing yourself up from the situation. So the first thing that comes through for you, for your angel advice, would be, you know, just feel a little more confident about your abilities and believe in yourself because everything looks really, really positive for you at this point. I'm going to take a look at a card here for you and see what else we come up with. I pull up the Ten of Air, and your question, the answer to your question is actually the situation is ending, so embrace the change and expect things to get better for you.
Well, when they talk about being trapped, I feel trapped because I'm in an apartment.
Uh-huh.
And I want to buy a home,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't felt that I could do that
mm-hmm.
because when I do contract work, I get a job for 6 months, and I don't have work after that, and then I have to look for work again.
Right.
And it's scary to think about going into a mortgage situation
mm-hmm.
with this,
mm-hmm.
and I just don't feel stable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do feel trapped. I really want to help.
What they're coming across with is that feeling, and it's like you really don't need to feel that way because it does look like there's quite a few possibilities opening up for you. And like they said, you know, this is kind of your situation is coming to an end, and it looks like just, you know, things are going to get so much better. And as far as the house situation, what comes through with that is they say, listen to your own intuition and have patience and really, really consider what you want to do before you act on it. With the High Priestess card that's coming up for you, that's kind of like when you have to go into your own meditation and really try. That's when you have to listen to your own angels and get the guidance that you need. Just listen to your intuition. That comes in big for you, is the intuition.
Well, are they telling you? Because my intuition isn't telling me.
Are they telling me?
Yeah.
Well, they're telling me to tell you that you have to listen to your own intuition and to have patience and just really consider what you want as far as, like, your question is about a house, right?
Yeah.
So that's what they're saying is just be patient and really consider what you want because that's obviously a pretty big move to make. Yeah, that's really what they're coming through is just they're saying, you know, you need to really pay attention because they guide you every day. They're telling me right now to tell you not to race into action as far as that goes. Just kind of take time, you know, gain a little more insight and stuff like that. Just like I say, you got to use your own intuition. That's what a lot of this is about, too, is because our angels talk to us all the time. Everybody can hear them. So when you get that little voice in your head or that, you know, feeling in your stomach, that's your angels trying to tell you something.
So they're saying that a job is coming up.
Yes. Yeah, they are. They're saying that your situation, if it's been feeling difficult to you or like a whirlwind to you and like that, the change is coming.
Okay.
They're coming, yeah.
Moreover, we need to move
thank
on.
You.
We have quite a few callers on the line, but thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, take care. Okay, Lisa, we have 10 other callers. The next one is named Erica. and I'm trying to bring her up. Erica, how are you?
Good, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, please.
Hi. What was that?
How are you?
Oh,
yep, what's
good.
Your question?
I got this new job at this vineyard that I really wanted to work for, but
uh-huh.
I feel like they're kind of dead. She said that they would start me my training soon, but
uh-huh.
I wouldn't really start working until March or April, since that's when they get more clientele.
Okay.
And
uh-huh.
I'm wondering how I can help expand or how I can help their business go better.
Okay, let's see. The first thing that I'm getting with you is the King of Air card. And that, again, the confidence thing is coming up, seems like, tonight. They're talking about speaking your mind with confidence. They're also saying that there's somebody in this business that really gives good advice. They're saying seek out somebody around there who gives really good advice, and there is somebody there. I'm not sure who that is right now, but there is somebody there. They're saying, I don't know if you've done this kind of thing before, but they're talking about being really on top of the field. They're saying that you're really on top of your field. They're actually coming across and saying it's something with like in an intellectual kind of like area. They're talking about like law, something with law with you too is coming up.
Oh, yeah, I want to be I'm going to become a judge, so that's kind of the law thing.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right, yeah. Yeah, because they're saying that you're somebody who can be, you're like a, they're coming across it saying you're an excellent speaker, very diplomatic, so, yeah, and authoritative. So that would actually describe the judge, definitely, yeah. So that looks like that's a really, really good path for you to follow, because that's like your life purpose is what they're coming across with.
Well, hopefully I make it in 10 years.
Well, I'll tell you, you got another, yeah, you are going to make it, because they're talking about, like, this is a really exciting endeavor for you. They say, you know, just this is, they're show the page of fire. They're, like, all excited when they're trying to talk to me and tell me this. They're talking about you being really outgoing and really, and what they show me in the picture here that I get in my head is it's almost like a dinosaur manifesting a ball of fire, so to speak. So it's like they're talking about you can pretty much manifest whatever you desire. You've got all the elements around you. When they say
mm-hmm.
that, they show that you have fire and water, you air, earth, everything is around you. So you've really got the ability to do whatever it is that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're coming through and they're like, oh, you kind of like dazzle the people with your originality and stuff. So you must be really, really outgoing. That's what they're trying to get across here.
I graduate college in March, and then in late March I start the university, and I want to
mm-hmm.
run for president my second year there. So I definitely like want to put that out more.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect. Because they are coming up with for you to make long-term plans. And they also show the abundance card comes up with you, too. When abundance comes up, sometimes people automatically think abundance, you know, is money. But that's not always
mm-hmm.
the case. Abundance could just mean your happiness, your career, everything. That means everything to you. And, you know, that's an abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're telling you really that it's almost like you've really planned for all this for a long time. They show you sitting and thinking, and now it's time for you to take action.
Yeah. And as you were saying that there is someone there, do you mean like within the company already? Because it's a small family business.
Small family business. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
what they're saying, is that there is somebody around there. They're saying, you know, it's somebody really intelligent, and if you have questions, they're talking about, well, they're also what's coming through, too, is if you have, you know, questions or you need help, they're saying not to hesitate to, like, contact a third party, too. That's
mm-hmm.
coming up. Yeah, so you could actually, it looks like you could go outside the company and there's going to be somebody who knows a little bit more about all this than maybe you do, and they can offer you advice, and it just looks like, trying to hear what they're saying. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what I think they're, yeah, you know what I'm saying. That's what they're trying to come across with. So there's help out there for this to be
okay,
really
yeah,
successful.
Because, yeah, I was thinking, Mom, maybe like sometime next week to go out and find some marketing people or something that can give me ideas and then, like, mm-hmm. in the end present it to the owners.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to come across as, like, you know, like, I'm smarter or whatever. I just, I want to help them, like, grow as a company.
Yep. Don't even worry about coming across like that because they're coming through and they're saying just to speak your mind and be confident. So you're not going to come across mm-hmm. like that. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Erica, we're going to need to move on, mm-hmm. but thank you so much for calling
yeah,
tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep,
good luck
your
with your
Bye.
Law career. Okay, Your Honor. You take care.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is Patricia. Let me see if I can bring her up. I just wanted to say that there's one piece of wisdom that Lisa imparted to Erica, and that had to do with her having the power to manifest her own reality. And, of course, that's a power that we all possess, and many of us do not have enough faith in our ability to do that. But it all happens through the choices that we make, through the thoughts that we put out, the words that we utter. Words and thoughts are powerful, and I've heard it said that every thought is a prayer. And you have two ears and one mouth, so it's best to listen. Listen to your angels, your spirit guides, your higher power, your higher self, whatever comes through. And meditation is a wonderful way to open yourself to that, as Lisa has said. So we have Patricia on the line. Hello, Patricia.
Hi, David. Thank you. And hello, Lisa.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm kind of nursing my voice here. I apologize. I have a cold, but I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
Well, I know that we all have come here to Earth to do something. You know, we're all on our own path.
Mm-hmm.
And I so much can identify with the first caller in feeling trapped. I was wondering if the angels can tell me if I'm going to stay with the same job that I have. I also do contract work, but I'm an independent contractor. And sometimes I feel trapped. It's like a feast or famine situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if I'm going to continue to do that or if there's another opportunity coming for me or something else. I don't know. I'm trying to fit things into my path, why I'm here.
So you
kind
of want to know if you're going to stay where you are or if you're going to move on.
Is yeah.
pretty much? Yeah. Okay.
Or both.
Or both. Okay.
Because I can do both, but it's, you know, it's hard work. But
uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Well, the very first thing that comes up for you, actually, is the Seven of Earth card. And that just talks about, you know, seeds well planted. They, again, you know, everybody seems to be worried, and it's not necessary because they're saying, you know, no, don't necessarily worry. The other thing that comes up, they're talking about, like, your work and your career is going to be continue to grow. They do say patience is essential for you. But they're telling me that there's going to be progress from, like, a broader perspective is what's coming through to me. They do talk about you having, they're making me feel, actually, like, anxiety. So I don't know if you have anxiety, if you're having anxiety regarding, like, this issue that's going on right now. But, again, they're saying it's unfounded. It does look like there's a little temporary pause in you moving forward, but this is only temporary. So kind of like take that time, like that little pause, they say. It's almost like you need to take that time to recharge, like take that time to rest. Even take a vacation, they say, if you could go somewhere, take a little vacation. Because then it looks like you are going to reach you're going to reach a point, almost like a stepping stone or a milestone, is what they are saying. But they're telling me three times over, unnecessary worry.
Okay.
Yeah. So are you worried? Are you really worried?
I got over that. I was anxious in the beginning of January, and a voice came to me at night, and it
uh-huh.
might have been an angel that said, you have anxiety. And I woke up. I was like, wow. I wrote it down because I'm starting to write down all these things that they're telling me.
Perfect.
And,
very good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I got over it. I prayed that they would help me, and I got over
mm-hmm.
it. So, but right now, I do have a little pause. Unfortunately, I got sick. But, yeah, I'm just wondering what was going to be happening with me in my future. I don't
yeah.
know if I'm going to be doing the same work or something different. And I just wanted a heads up.
Okay, yeah. Well, this is what's coming up for you, too, is they're showing the Four of Fire. And that's not quite a spiritual card, but more of a material card. And that shows stability. So whatever you do end up doing as far as your job and like that goes, you're going to be very stable because it definitely shows stability here.
Okay.
Okay. And also the Six of Fire comes up for you. So that definitely signifies it. The card says right on the card, victory. So good news is going to come your way. And it also looks like whatever you do or whatever you're going to do, it's almost like you get publicly recognized. Because it's like they're showing me roses. They're throwing roses at you. So mm-hmm. there's something to do with an award, or you're going to get recognized publicly or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The same type of work I'm doing. Because this company that I take work for, they don't seem to appreciate.
Right. And we're looking in your future. This is your third card, so this would be in your future time here. So this looks
okay.
like then this would be something totally different than you're doing now to me.
Okay.
Yeah, totally different.
Well, I will keep on. I will stay on my spiritual path and keep listening because that's the thing that has kept me alive through everything.
Yeah.
Well,
and true,
to do good.
Two more things that are coming up for you. They really want me to say is first of all they're showing flowers to me. They're showing a lot of flowers, and they're also talking about energy healing for you. They say that you have the ability to heal, like, and I'm going to say probably talking about because they're showing me hands-on, so I would associate that with Reiki. I don't know if that's something you've ever considered, but they are showing that for you.
Well, I do a lot of healing work in my dreams. I go to people. It's like the angels bring people to me in my dreams, and I heal
mm-hmm.
them with my hands, and I see these visions. I don't know who these people are. But
well,
it's like
first of all, realize one thing, they're not dreams. When that happens, they're visits from, even though you may not know these people, it's
mm-hmm.
like it's almost like a spiritual kind of thing, spiritual healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel it, and it's beautiful. It's like I could do this all day long. I do. I mean, it's like they just bring these people and they lie them on a bed and I just heal one after another. They don't know me. I don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
And these people get healed and it's just a beautiful experience. I love it.
You should really look into some classes and stuff because I really think that would kind of pan out for you.
Okay. Yeah, I've been
you
thinking
sound
about
open, Patricia. Very open
very,
and very much
open. Very easy to work with, yes.
Thank you.
And very much at peace, I wanted to say. So thank
you.
God you've let that anxiety go. I thank you for calling tonight.
Well, I bless you so much, Lisa and David. Thank you.
You too,
have a
Patricia.
Very good weekend.
All
thank you.
Bless you, Patricia.
Bye.
Okay.
You.
Our next caller is Mindy, and I'm bringing her up. I don't know if she can hear me yet. Mindy, whenever you can, well, the studio is being a little sluggish. Mindy, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. Here we go. Okay,
hello?
Mindy, you're live.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. Thank you for that. How are you? I'm enjoying your show. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
How can I help you?
Well, I am in doing different things and different businesses.
Uh-huh.
And I am in the States, but my business is overseas. And it's just starting. It's taken me some time to get there, and would just love to know what I need to know.
Okay, so kind of just a general, see
that
what they've got
wonderful.
To tell you. Yeah,
thank
sure.
you for that.
Sure. Well, the Six of Earth comes up with you, and that's another abundance card, and that's talking about abundance is on its way. They're trying to say something like about the universe, like a grateful heart and rewards. They're showing me, and that's
mm-hmm.
what's going to bring abundance. They're also talking about something with gifts of something with money, monetary. They're talking about, and they're also talking about new career opportunities presenting themselves to you.
Mm-hmm.
Promotions and stuff like that look like they're coming. All this stuff they're talking about is possible for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're actually, it's almost like too. You should really pat yourself on the back because they're trying to say like a job well done for you.
Yeah, it's been a long journey.
Yeah, it looks like it has. And then, too, the page of air comes up, and they're talking about, I don't know exactly what you do, but they're talking about sometimes it's almost like you need to say things and you have to kind of to deliver, like the truth needs to be delivered with tact, sort of, so to speak.
That is correct. Absolutely
is that right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really coming up for you here. What they're saying here is sometimes I don't know if you're in charge or what, but it's almost like sometimes I feel like you're getting blamed for the message that you need to give, and it's like don't blame the messenger kind of thing. It
right.
comes up
absolutely.
To you, right?
That
makes
that's,
sense to you. Yeah.
Yeah. That is in regards to what I'm dealing with my mother. I am caretaking for my mom who's not well at all, and so I have to report on into my siblings most of the time.
Oh,
and they really don't want to hear. Absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like just don't blame the messenger. I'm just trying to give the message,
yes.
right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the other thing that comes up for you is the Four of Earth. So you've got a lot of money stuff coming up, and you know, material and money and like that. And with that card, usually. Again, it's like, you know, cautionary messages and like that. But the what are they trying to tell me here? It's like your hard work really is paying off. They do say, you know, stay alert to the new possibilities that are going to
yes.
come your way. And they are also talking about change is inevitable, but it's like sometimes people get afraid of
yes.
the change, but it's like a blessing in disguise a lot of times. You know, just because something's going to change
yes.
is not always for the worse. It's for the
mm-hmm.
better. Yeah.
Thank you. The messages are really resonate with me, and I thank you for your service for me today.
You're welcome.
I'm just waiting for one account that is it's like 4 years that it took me 4 years to get the meeting. I had the meeting in December, and my proposal is on the table, and I haven't heard back from them.
You will. You're going to hear back. It looks like you're going to hear back, and that must be like a big source of abundance or something, because that's
yes.
what they're showing here. Yeah. Yeah.
And
they're saying, you know, be open to new opportunities, too, they say.
Yes. And, you know, it's the life of an entrepreneur. You have to figure out the short term while you have the long term. And my
yeah.
long term is wonderful. I so very much love this business that I've created. I have
mm-hmm.
two wonderful investors overseas. They do the night watch for me because it's the time difference. But
mm-hmm.
they're very supportive. I really
mm-hmm.
just want to be of service. It's a very lovely and loving product. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy about it. But short term, I have to still find the day job. And I am going to be going to a company where I would help them develop business.
Mm-hmm.
So
Mindy, we're going to need on.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
And I hope that contract comes through for you. Or
many thanks.
That business situation. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Good night. You're welcome. We're going to move on to Carol.
Okay.
And let's see. We're bringing her up. Just to let the callers know, I would like you all to self-monitor time. It's going to have to be 5 minutes if we're going to get to everybody, and that's going to depend on Lisa's energy. Carol from New Jersey, you are live on the line with Lisa and David.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, David. And my question My question is regarding career, and I really need to expand on my whatever I'm doing right now, which is my own business. I'd like to expand on it, and I want to know if this is the right timing or I should wait, because I'm thinking of setting up a self-publishing
uh-huh.
firm as well.
Uh-huh.
So I'd like to know if it's the right time or it's too early, but I'm looking to doing that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what comes up. I'm pulling up the Nine of Water for you, and that signifies, like, this is kind of like a wishes come true card. This is one of the best cards in the deck to pull, actually. It looks like you really have strong faith. It looks like you really have firm beliefs and like that. They're saying that you really, again, everybody's getting really good energy tonight, too, really good messages, but they're talking about that your good fortune, they're saying good fortune follows you. So
wow.
You're concerned, you shouldn't be concerned either.
yeah.
You're talking about, like, luxury and material comforts coming to you, too.
When?
I don't know, in divine time, in the perfect timing. but they're talking about self-satisfaction also. Things are working out the way that you hoped for, So that is coming your way. So you're asking about timing, and I think this is the right time because it's almost like if you keep looking away and you don't take the steps forward, you may miss an opportunity is what they're trying to
know. It's here today, gone tomorrow, like everything
else. Yeah, and what they're saying, you know, really keep your eyes open and stuff so you don't miss any opportunities. That's what they're showing me is, like, open eyes, open possibilities and like that. They do say that you may feel like you get distracted sometimes or, that's what they're saying is sometimes you feel like you're distracted. So I feel guilty.
Yes.
I feel guilty. Yeah.
It's like I'm on this merry-go-round. I just feel like, okay, maybe I just got off. I have to come back again. I feel guilty about everything. You know,
you should just focus and don't let that happen because you don't need to. Yeah.
I have a really quick question, and then I'm done. Yeah. And I signed up this new author, and I just wanted to know, I have a window of opportunity here with a short contract, and I submitted to two major publishing houses. I'd like to know.
I already know what your question is because they're already giving me an answer.
Yes.
It's going to move really fast and suddenly really forward.
Oh, I every day I ask. My heart is open.
Yeah. Archangel Michael is coming through for you, too. I don't know if you're familiar with Archangel Michael, but he shows up here as well.
Yes. I feel him. Ooh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds weird, but I do feel like my whole body just like, boom, it just got 99 degrees or 100 degrees.
Well, they show me a clock, too, and they show it moving in a clockwise direction at a really fast speed. So, yeah, this is...
I feel them around me, by the way. I thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Lovely to talk.
I have a question I'd like to tag on with Carol because she represents me. And I have a book that's a series that she's mm-hmm. going to be representing. And I'm wondering if you see anything happening with that in the near future.
Yeah, actually, they show a lot of opportunities that are going to present themselves just from this one thing that's going on. And they're talking about taking a leap, you know, take the leap with the knowledge and everything's going to work out very well. They say, too, like any blocks that you've had, like you, mm-hmm. you must have felt mm-hmm. like some blocks or something, they're lifted. So everything, like I said before, everything's going to really move forward really, really quickly. I don't know if they are also coming. David, I think this is for you, actually, because they're coming through and they're saying that something had happened that really kind of shook your faith, but it turned out really positive for you, right? Yeah, and they're talking about really rapid advancement now, too. Yeah, it was like what they're saying to me is like this was like a happy accident, so to speak. So now your karma's balanced and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I don't want to take time from the other callers, but I have a personal relationship with Carol, and so I thought I would just jump in there and see what you had to say. So thank you. And Carol, blessings to you.
Blessings to you too, dear. Talk to you soon.
Very soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now we're moving on to people whose names I don't know. I'll identify you by area code and the first three numbers of your telephone. I have area code 617916. You are live.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. What's
Hi. This is Gail.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
Hi, Gail. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. How are both of you today?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Good.
Same here.
Good.
Same here.
Good. Glad to hear that. My question is again in regards to work. I'm just having some issues with several females at work.
Mm-hmm. They're jealous.
It seems all. Oh.
Yeah, they're jealous of you.
I just want to work.
Mm-hmm.
I just
want to
come.
Yeah, they are. They're jealous. That's what's coming up. They're jealous. That's what they're showing
of
me.
Of what? Of what? I don't.
I don't know, but that's what they're saying. Yeah. Well, for one thing, you come across what they say to me is like you're very intelligent.
Yeah.
You're a go-getter. Is what they're showing
yes.
me here. You're like really, you know, decisive and like that, and people are jealous. That's all there is to it. They're jealous.
So why is it mostly women?
Well, for one thing.
I know it sounds like a stupid question. But
no, well, you know what? I would rather work with a bunch of men any day, to tell you the truth.
I would too.
Because women are catty, yeah. So that's all there is to it. They're just plain old jealous. But they do say, you know, take time for yourself, kind of review your options and like that. Yeah, they are
coming
across that. Yeah, because it
I'm
doesn't seem like you're real happy there.
I'm not because I can't. It just seems like, you know, I want to step forward and do a good job because I know that I'm capable. I'm capable of doing more than what they are giving me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that that's it. I'm not going to grow with them. I'm just not going to grow mm-hmm. with this group of women. I mean, it's a big company, but my department mm-hmm. is basically women.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know that I can do more than mm-hmm. stapling papers.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, they say you're unstoppable. Is what comes across here. Totally unstoppable.
I'm determined. I'm determined to move on and to do a good job while I'm there.
Yeah, because you're represented as the Knight of Air, and that is an unstoppable card. It's like, ooh, you just go, you get what you got to, that's you. You've got a really strong energy.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I feel like that they're, I'm just shocked. I'm just really, I'm shocked at their behavior.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? As my favorite saying, it's like this. What their opinions of, because they seem to have opinions that kind of don't even make sense. What their opinions of you are none of your business. You just keep doing what you need to do.
Oh, my God. That's interesting that you say that because I have that in my cube. It says what you think of me is none of my business.
See?
I love it.
Oh, I have it. It's huge. I have it right in my cube. So, you know, it's right there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I like to have like little things. I like to have, like, little sayings.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have sayings where I don't have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
They can just read it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my way of kind of, you know, saying, you know, your opinion of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's none of my business.
That's right. That's
well, Gail, we need
thing.
To move on. Thank you so much for calling tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Many blessings.
God bless
thank
you.
You.
All righty. You was.
Sorry to cut you off, Gail, but thank you again for calling. And we're going to move on to area code 315-383. Who's on the line, please?
No.
Hello, area code 315. Are you there?
Oh. Yes?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Larry.
Can you hear us?
Yes, from right here.
Oh, hello.
Okay, what is your name?
I'm Larry.
Larry?
I didn't catch it. Harry? Okay.
Larry, yes.
Larry, okay.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? How can I help you?
I was calling because I was curious about my grandmother. And I was wondering if you can give me any feedback and, you know, how she's doing or anything, because I've always been curious about her because I think that she's already an angel.
Okay. So this is a little bit of a different kind of a question. So, all right. The Queen of Water comes up with your grandmother. Actually, your grandmother seems like she's on the other side of life. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's passed over, your grandma.
Yes, she has. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Your dad has passed too, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. Who played the piano? Did somebody play a piano?
My grandmother at her church.
Okay. All right. So she's coming through then with that, and she's coming through. She's still playing the piano. So she comes through with that.
And she always wanted me to play it, too.
Oh, wow. And you didn't, huh? Okay.
Never too late.
That's right, yeah. So, okay. All right, I'm trying to get a name here, and I'm not quite getting a name. All right, somebody was in the military, and they are on the other side of life also, because the victory card comes up, and it represents somebody who was in the military or something like that. Somebody's passed over. Grandfather, father figure.
There's my dad. Yeah, he was in the Air Force.
Okay, so he is coming through as well, and he's not really saying much. He's just kind of in the background, so I don't know if that's how he was or... Actually, no. He sounds like he was kind of authoritative figure because he comes up as a king.
That's my dad.
Okay. Yeah. Now, your mom is still here, it looks like.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes? 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 Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, what's the number 3 mean to you? 3 or 4? 3.
That's the mom born in March.
Who was born in March?
My mom.
Oh, your mom was born in my... Okay. All right. And she's still here, you said?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so every... You know what? I only deal with spirits that are walk with God and like that, so just know that everybody in your, you know, your people are with God and that they're around you all the time.
That's good. Yeah, because when I was young, I had to go to Sunday school and church and... I'm going to Bible school and all that, so.
Yeah. She's still playing the piano.
It sounds like you got a wonderful reading.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I always wondering. That's what I kind of figured, but it's always nice to hear, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but they're always around you, so.
Yeah, they're
always around. You just listen and you'll hear them.
Take good care.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is area code 773818. Who do we have on the line, please?
Hi, it's Jo Ellen.
Hi, Jo Ellen.
How
are you?
Oh, well, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. Can I help you? What's your...
I just quit a job today, and I'm I had another job, a backup job. I'm just wondering if I, made the right decision and,
All right.
Moving forward.
Yeah, they're talking about having some conflicts with other people. So I don't know if that's one of the reasons why you left your job or what, but they show some kind of a block. Yeah. They're also talking about competing goals, too. So there must have been something with the other people there. Yeah, it's like everybody kind of had different values there or something like that, some kind of, which led to a disagreement. They show a disagreement, kind of like a clash of wills they're talking about. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's right. That makes sense to you? Okay.
Yeah.
You're better off that you left, it looks like, to me. This is coming up a lot tonight, too. This is not the first time I've pulled this card tonight. The High Priestess card comes up again. And that talks about listening to your intuition and having patience and considering carefully what you want before you act on it. It looks like you might even have a choice to make. So I don't know if there's two jobs possibly for you, but they're showing like a choice here. They're talking about, too, something with your dreams. But they're saying that there's not a need to really race into action right now. Just kind of try to gain more insight first.
That's true.
Because what they're saying is they say things aren't quite as they appear, is what they're telling me here. It's almost like things aren't quite what they appear on the surface.
With what? With the job I just left or with what I'm going to move on forward into doing?
They're not saying. They're talking about an emotional situation coming up here. So, I don't know. Let me pull another card. See what comes up. Okay. Well, they're talking about the resolution of a conflict, too. So, I'm not sure if they're referring to your job or if there's something else going on. Because sometimes they'll answer a question that you didn't even ask because they know that you need to hear a different answer like that. But they are talking about, a conflict that was between parties and it's coming to an end. They're talking about forgiveness also. I don't know if any of this resonates with you or not. But they're showing, difficulty between people or groups or something. But there's a positive resolution coming.
Oh, that's good. Either way, I'm sure
figure
it out later, but at least something good's going to come out of it.
Yeah,
I guess
if
you could find out if, I'm just so confused and I really want to do something creative and I'm just, I moved to my hometown and I just feel like, why did I move here? Am I supposed to be doing something creative here?
You're supposed to trust
trust.
That's what they're saying, trust, because you're going to be guided to what you're supposed to do. You're going to be guided to, your career path and like that. So you just need to trust. And just because they're not, sometimes when the angels come through, they're not going to tell you exactly what's around the corner because, if they told us everything, there's no lessons to be learned. So what they're trying to tell me to tell you is just to trust. That's your big message here is to trust. The other thing that comes up for you is music. Music comes up for you. We're talking about a connection to music, whether it's, listening to music and just healing or what, but they are talking about music.
Very nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just the sound of your voice is so reassuring, so I appreciate it. And thanks for the reading.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Jo Ellen. You take care.
Thank you.
Okay. How are you holding up, Lisa?
Fine, thank you.
We're not going to be able to get to everybody tonight. We're probably going to have time for 6 to 8 more readings tops. So if you have not called in within the last 40 minutes, last 30 minutes thereabouts, we're not going to be able to get to you tonight. But I will invite Lisa to come back on another occasion. And it's taking me a while to pull up the next caller. Sometimes it works this way. So I'm glad that you're doing well. the studio is behaving a little bit erratically, but I want to thank you for... Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that
it does.
Happens when spirits around. Crazy things happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're still trying to bring up... The next person I'm going to be bringing up is area code 770-696. So you're on deck, but we're still in a holding pattern. Joellen, just to let you know, dear, I'm going to have to cut you off because something's happening with your line. So please call back in to listen to the show. That's the only reason I need to do this, because the studio is not cooperating. So I'm going to cut you off and then just call back in on the number, and we'll see what happens now. Okay. Well, I'm gonna try one more thing here. Well, in the meantime, do you have any general, do the angels have any general bits of wisdom that they would like to pass on to people
to
that we may not get tonight?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's okay.
Messages we can get. I can just do a general reading for everybody.
That would be great.
Yeah, all right.
And area code 770, hang in there. You're going to not hear us for a minute, and then I'm going to try to bring you up live again. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay. The first thing that I would say is, and I get this message a lot, is just because somebody can't see something doesn't mean it's not real. A lot of times with the angels and our spirit guides like that, it's almost like, and I know everybody always wants to know the time. I get that question a lot. When in time and like that. And it's almost just, you know, it's not a fair question because time isn't always predetermined, right? Because it's like free will takes place. There's a lot of, you know, an energy shifts and like that. So I, like I say, time isn't a fair question to ask the angels. But what the angels do say is to believe in yourself, because it's not fair if you don't believe in yourself, because they see so much more for each and one every one of us that we don't even see for ourselves.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's what I kind of get for everybody. So what I'm trying to say is everybody needs to believe in themselves, because there's so much more for each and every
I
one of us.
I think that's so important. Yeah, and that came through for several of the callers that they needed to have faith and believe and
mm-hmm.
trust
mm-hmm.
the life.
Yes, confidence.
And I think that certainly has been the case in my life and with people that I've known who've been on a spiritual path,
mm-hmm.
is that once you develop that faith in yourself and recognize that all power dwells within, it's not
mm-hmm.
something outside of you that's going to make you happy or bring you success. You are the one that does it. And I think
that's
so
right.
important.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what they say too is, you know, they'll help guide you. The angels can't help you unless you ask for help, unless it's life or death, right? First of all. So everybody needs to know that. If you need help, you need to ask your angels, because they can't intervene unless you ask for help. But they will help guide you into all kinds of possibilities for your future, but everybody has to remember that they are the ones who have to make it happen. You have to take the steps to make your future, to create your future.
How do people get in touch with their angels if they've never had the experience? What's the best way to open the door?
Okay, for example, all you have to do is, first of all you have to do is ask and quiet your mind, meditate. You can even ask your angels if you want to know your angel's name. You can ask, what's your name? Give me a sign. And I guarantee by the end of the day, you'll get the sign from your angel of their name. For example.
Wow.
Yeah, I guarantee it. Now, I know my angels' names, my spirit guides. I know, you know, I've seen them and I know their names. And there's one in particular who I have, and her name is Anne. And I said to myself, you know, I said to Anne one day, I said, because I kept thinking her name was Anne, but I'm like, I don't know. So I said, can you give me a sign? Well, within about an hour, I got a text message from my mother, and all it said on the text message was Anne. And I called my mom back, and I said, how come, you know, what is this? And she said, oh, I was going to message you something else. We wear those Alex and Annie bracelets. She was going to tell me something about the bracelet or something like that, and she didn't finish the message, and it was Anne. So there you go. There was my sign. And that was literally within no time, not even a couple hours maybe.
How often are angels loved ones that have passed over? And how often are they angels that are still in the body?
I don't understand your question.
Well, I'm wondering, I've discovered that one of my strongest angels, aside from Archangel Raphael and Michael, is my maternal grandmother. But I also believe that we are angels when we choose to walk in the light. And those that walk in the light are angels in human form. For instance, you are an angel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering how often it is that people become aware of their angels that are loved ones, whether they're in the body or have passed on.
Or if they've passed on. To be aware of spirit and like that, of loved ones that have passed on, a lot of times they'll give you signs. They give you signs through electricity. They work really well with electricity, lights blinking on and off. Matter of fact, my father comes through like that a lot with the lights and stuff like that.
Hold on just a minute. We do have a connection now. Finish your thought. Just to let you know, area code 770, you're now live. Let's just let Lisa finish her thought.
Yeah.
We were talking about your father.
Yeah. So they come through electrical as a big thing with spirit to come through. And in dreams also. A lot of times when you dream of spirit and you remember it clearly, it's not a dream. It's a visit.
Great. Yeah. Well, who is area code 770696?
Hi, this is Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Gina. Thank God
Hi.
We finally got you. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
Thank you.
Good.
How can I help you tonight?
Well, my question is regarding my career and most of my passion. Right now, I work two jobs and everything. And one of them is going to be let go as of March. But I still have my full-time job, but that's a contract and temporary job. But in the meantime, I was thinking about going back to school for my passion. But I want to take up image consulting along with my makeup services. And I just want to see, would that be possible this year?
Okay, what comes up for you is the Unity card, and that talks about actually working with groups right now, which would enrich you somehow. They're talking about working in groups. They're saying that, they're showing to expand your circle of friends. That's going to help you. Should you enroll in school? Did you ask me that question?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, yeah. They're saying, you were going to want to enroll in school, definitely. And they're also talking about a spiritual organization for you, too. They're talking about something spiritual with you also. Yeah, and they're showing, I think the circle of new friends is going to come from you enrolling in school and like that. And they're talking about being around a group of like-minded people also.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to really support your purpose. They are coming through saying that you have really strong moral compass, too. They're saying that to you.
Hmm. Okay, because like the course I want to take is a week long course, and even though I need to manifest this from God or from higher being, and it costs a lot, but I think it would be very beneficial if I bring this service with my makeup service as well, the image consulting course, and of course I want to do it this year. And do it later on in the fall, and I'm just wanting to see what that possible this year.
Absolutely possible. And who you could ask for help with that is Archangel Sandalphon. He's the archangel who delivers prayers and like that, and he can help you with your commitments and your goals and your dreams and all that. So that's somebody who you can really call upon. Things look like they're going to start moving pretty fast for you, too. They're talking about things are going to start moving fast, and your delays are over. What they show me are fireworks, right? And you know how fireworks kind of are spontaneous all over the place? That's what they're showing
me.
But it's happy stuff, though. Many things happening at once, but it's happy stuff. And eight of fire comes up for you, and that the number eight is abundance, too. That means abundance, yeah. So, yeah, it looks like you got a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. You might
wow,
even
that's a good thing.
It is good. And you might even get caught off guard and kind of feel like you're in a frenzy. But don't get overwhelmed. It's going to feel good. It'll be good. Yeah.
Oh,
it's almost like it's going to start moving so fast your dreams are going to come true and like that. It looks like you're going to have like a lot going, like you're throwing a lot of balls up in the air. You're going to have a lot going on. Make sure you do stay grounded.
Right.
So you receive your messages properly. But kind of what they show is like embrace it. You're going to be in the spotlight. It's going to be great.
Wow. Ooh. This year's going to be great then.
They're showing me like you're going to travel or something. So I don't know if this new school or something is away from where you are now or what, but they're showing something with travel.
Okay. That's cool. I can do that. I love to travel.
Sure.
And especially if you get a good education in that area, I'm willing to travel.
Good. Yeah. Yep. And they're showing that you're really ready for this because you really have a desire to kind of move on now. They're actually showing you walking away from everything and leaving everything behind and really moving forward.
They also say
that this is really going to be a good time for your spiritual and emotional growth too. Really spiritual stuff comes up for you. Yeah.
Wow. That is so awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Gina.
Okay, then. Y'all have a good night.
All right. You have a good night. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, we'll see how things work now.
Okay.
I want to make sure I disconnect the one caller before I try bringing on another one because that was the problem before. We may be able to get to four more callers, possibly five, but we're still having some technical difficulties here. Gina, you're going to be muted for a minute, and then I'll bring you back. Oh, there we go. Okay. Next, let's see if this comes up. This is really very, very interesting. Anything else, generally speaking, that the angels are seeing for the callers? Because we're definitely not going to be able to get to everybody. If you can believe it, we have 12 more callers on the line. Oh, here we go.
Oh, wow.
We have a Skype caller. You are live on the air with David Clark and Lisa McCall. Who are you, please?
Hi, this is Tricia. Thank you for taking my
call. Hi, Tricia. How are you?
Hey, Tricia. I'm well. Hi, Lisa. My question is, I'm, I guess, looking for a little insight into my finances for 2015.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Whether that's via a new job, winning the lottery, or any of the above.
Okay. I unfortunately, I don't see you winning the lottery. I mean,
yeah,
when, it wouldn't hurt to buy a few tickets, but I don't see that. What I do see, actually, is, well, first off, let me tell you that 2015 reduces down to a number 8, and that is a year of money. That is a year of abundance. So, and the energies have shifted. So this is, seems to be like it's going to be a better year for a lot of people as far as financial-wise goes, just in general. Now, they're talking about, okay, I don't know if you're in a relationship already, and I know that's not your question, but they're actually bringing up a relationship, and they're bringing up like a falling in love or resurgence of a relationship. And I, like I say, no, that's not your question, but that's what they're telling me to say.
Yep, I just started one.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it looks like it's going to really move to a new level for you, another level.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Like I say, I know you didn't ask that question, but that comes up. And they also, again, your question was about money and like that, and abundance does come up. They do say that things are going to look very good for you. It is important to have patience at this time, though, and it would be a good time to start thinking and making long-term plans. And the 3 comes up, and the 3 is unity, which means, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that's, they're just coming through showing that they're with you. They're around, you know, they're with you. And it's almost like what I get out of this is like, as long as you walk with God and the angels, you're going to end up exactly where you're supposed to be. That's what they're telling me. So it is good for you to make the long-term plans.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you see me switching jobs?
I do see a new phase of your life that does come up, a new phase of your life. So that would tell me that I would say you're going to probably be switching jobs here. Not a romantic relationship, I don't mean that, but another relationship begins too with this new phase of your life. So that looks like something in the career, in the job, in the industry like that. So I see new people around you. So I do see actually a new job coming.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's great news. Thank you so much.
Yo, you're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Yes,
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. It looks like things are working okay now. Okay, area code 805-617. You are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, Dave. Hi, Lisa. This is Donna.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Donna. And area code 917 will get you next. Go ahead, Donna.
Yeah, my question is, Lisa, I wanted to know if a relationship coming in for me and maybe a job, more abundance coming my way.
Okay.
Because I have been waiting recently.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, the first thing that I see is 9 of Earth, and I have the 10 of Fire, and let's see, as far as relationship goes, and I see balance. Well, eventually, yes, but not right off the bat as far as a new relationship. They're talking about spending some quiet time alone, and when they say that to me, it's almost like what they show me is appreciate the quiet time alone right now. Because then down the road, they're showing me white daisies and like that, which signify pure intention to me. So it does look like you're going to come in contact and meet somebody who really has pure intention. It's almost like this is going to be the person that you've been waiting for. Don't settle, though. They say don't settle, because it's like if you settle, you're gonna end up with even less than you settled for, so to speak. So don't settle. Because that right person is out there for you with pure intentions. Like I say, they're showing white flowers. So the other thing that comes up for you is, I don't know as far as work goes, but they're talking about like getting tired and too much work. They're talking about too much work. So with that being said, I think they're telling you to relax and rest.
But I can do it. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, they're saying, you know, and they're talking about like stress and stuff like that. So just take time to rest. And also what they say to you is to accept help from others. Don't be afraid to accept help.
Okay. Yeah,
and balance comes up for you, too. So they're talking about needing to balance, you know, and do things in moderation and like that. And again, as far as the relationship question, they're saying it's going to all happen in perfect timing. The perfect timing comes up for you, which they also are showing me. They show me white flowers, but they're also showing me, like, lavender flowers. I don't know if lavender signifies something to you, if it means something to you. But lavender is like a healing, really healing to me. I feel healing. Yeah.
I do use lavender in my bath and in my spray, and daisies are my favorite flower.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow, great. So then, perfect. And that's just your angels coming through just to kind of, you know, give you the sign that they are with you and like that. And that's how they work. They'll come in with little things like that, you know, like the lavender in your bath. I mean, who know, right? Except your angels.
Yeah.
So, Yeah.
Well,
yeah. So
they
are saying for you, wait for the
perfect
timing.
There you go. That's a good message for all of us, not to rush. And
be patient.
To balance is so important, and it's body, mind, and spirit. Okay, I'm coming up on area code 91376. What is your name, please?
Oh, hi, this is Ellen. Hi, David. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
No, thank you for taking my call. I have
a question, and
it's regarding the next. Do you see any changes coming up in my career? And if you get a message on that from the angels, great. But if you don't and they just give you some general information, that's fine too.
Okay. All right. Changes in your career. Let's concentrate on that first of all. Changes in your career. Okay. What do you do now? Let me ask you, what do you do now?
I'm a development officer. I write grants, manage grants.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I do see things, they're talking about things evolving to a new level for you. That's coming up for you. They say that sometimes where you are now, things don't always seem perfect, but you do have a sense of peace within you. You're like a place of calmness within you. They're showing that about you, that you keep calm. It seems like you keep calm. Now, your question is if you're going to go someplace else or like that. And I'm really not seeing that right now. I'm kind of seeing you where you are at right now. I don't see you really moving quite yet. Not to say, it's almost like what they show me is a crystal ball with action inside the ball. So it's almost like it'll happen, but it's going to be down the road a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. So it's almost like now is kind of the time to think about it, make objective decisions and like that. They also are talking about getting rid of anything that doesn't serve you anymore. If there's people or things and like that, it's like they're saying clear out the clutter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting for you, clearing out the clutter and like that. But, yeah, they do say things are going to look up and like that. They're showing a trip for you, too. I don't know if you're going somewhere, if you've already planned something, but they're showing a trip. They're showing that you're going someplace.
No, that would be nice. No, I haven't planned one I'd like to.
You haven't planned, yeah. It looks like you are going to go somewhere because the Six of Air comes up, and that, yeah, they're talking about, they're actually showing me, like, trees blowing, and what that means to me is, like, when the trees start blowing and the wind starts blowing, things are going to start really going in a favorable direction. Again, the patience, think, okay, hold on, they're saying, all right. Yeah, actually, they are coming through about your career, and they're saying that this would be a good time to start making changes.
Yeah.
In your career, yeah, they are saying that, it would be a good time to start making changes, yeah. They're talking about leaving and moving on. So, like I say, I don't see it happening right away, but I do see it happening for you.
Okay. Yeah. I want to say thank you. I know you have so many callers. I appreciate the reading.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Oh, for calling, Ellen, and thank you for your patience.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. I am going to go to the person that's been waiting the longest. The board keeps switching around on me a little bit here. Area code 510910. You're on the air.
Hi there. Thank you so much. My name is Sherry. And
hi, Sherry.
Hi. My question is, I'm looking for a new job this year, and I'd like to know if you see any opportunities coming up for me, please.
I absolutely do. The Empress card comes up with you. And with the Empress cards, they show a baby. And a lot of times when they show a baby, I mean, it can be literal. Somebody may be having a baby. But most times when they show me a baby, it's like it signifies the start of a new career or the start of something new. And it's almost like when you give birth to your dreams, so to speak. They do show that for you. They also show me Archangel Gabriel, which is he's the Archangel of Communication. So I'm not sure if your position right now or what you do right now involves communication.
Yes.
To do with it does. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Yeah, because that's coming up for you. And the other thing that's coming up for you is to make sure you take care of yourself. This is your really message, because it looks like you take care of everybody else and put yourself last, and they say take care of yourself, nurture yourself. They're telling me to tell you that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I,
that makes sense to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I work hard on that. I'm a health fanatic, so I do pretty good in that area.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. Take care of yourself.
Do we have an idea as to when these changes or when a change might occur?
Well, like I say, with time, I don't really like to answer time questions, because, first of all, everything changes with free will. I mean, you could say, I'm going to go to the store because I'm going to get such and such at such and such time, and then there could be a traffic jam, and you don't get to this because there's just free will and energy shifts. So time is really, really difficult to tell. When I do private readings, I use regular playing cards as well, besides the angel cards. And the only time I will tell somebody specific time is if the Two of Hearts comes up. So everything happens when it's supposed to happen. Remember that.
Do you see me happy in this new position?
I do, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, you have the Ten of Earth card comes up for you. And they talk about, like, establishing the lasting foundation, and it's successful. Success in business, that definitely comes up with you. And they also tell me that when this happens, you're going to feel really free. You're going to have feelings of freedom. You're also going to have material comforts, satisfaction. They show a lot of satisfaction. But they're still saying appreciate, like, you know, appreciate the little things in life like that. But you're going to be secure and peaceful comes up.
Well, that sounds encouraging. That sounds helpful.
Yeah.
So,
you asked me specifically if you're going to be happy, and happiness comes up. Yeah. You're going to feel a sense of completion is what they tell me.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to feel complete. I want to feel I've accomplished something, and I have been on the right track.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Good.
That comes up for you, happiness and like that. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you both so very much.
Thank you,
welcome.
Sherry.
Take care now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye bye. We're going to take two more callers. Unfortunately, that means that six callers are not going to get readings tonight. And Lisa has provided her phone number. You can find her on Facebook, Lisa McCall, or area code 315-383-3354 for a private in-depth reading. And so I would encourage anybody who we don't get to tonight to give her a call, and I'll repeat that number at the end of the program. We're going to area code, area code 954-921. You're live on the air.
Hi, Lisa and David. Thanks for taking
my
call. Nice to talk with you.
You're welcome.
My name is Mary, and I'm going to be relocating, looking for a new place to live within 3-4 months. Unfortunately, my last move didn't go as well as planned, so I'm hoping that it'll be better the next time, and I'll have the help I need and financial and all that. What do you see?
Okay, first thing I'm getting for you is just don't underestimate yourself. They actually show me, like, wings and flying. So what they're trying to say is kind of just stretch your wings and fly. Be assertive, too. They're talking about being assertive. But, yeah, they're saying definitely don't underestimate yourself. So whatever that means to you, because it's your message. So I'm not quite sure what they're trying to tell you there. But they are saying just believe in all that you can accomplish. They're also talking about that it's almost like you're going to naturally attract some people to help you and assist you with whatever's going on. They do tell me that you've got a personality who is magnetic. They're showing me magnets, actually. Okay. I'm going to pull a couple cards here.
I've lost some along the way, so I'm wondering if them or the new people are going to be coming my way.
They show the Nine of Water card here, and they're talking about your wishes come true. So you're saying that your last move didn't work out exactly as you had hoped, but this looks like it's going to be a much brighter, better move for you. Just have faith, they're saying here. They actually really show your head above the water this time, too. So it looks like you're going to be able to breathe more freely. So I don't know if before it was like you were felt really overwhelmed or felt like you were suffocating or what it was. But
I had an extremely difficult move. So do you get anything about the physical look of the place or type of dwelling?
No, I can't really see that as far as, no. I know it's the Nine of Water card, so I'm not sure if that means you're going to be around water. Sometimes,
like
I say, it's literal, and sometimes, sometimes
I was
just.
The last, before I moved, I was by the water and I miss it. So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have a good view where I'm at.
Is that where you would like to end up again, is by the water?
Yeah, I would like to be some view of the water or near me.
Yeah, because they talk about that you're going to be surrounded by, like, beautiful scenery and stuff like that. So and it looks like you're going to be really happy where you do end up. So they could be showing water, literally. You know, like I say, sometimes there's symbols and sometimes it's literal.
Do you feel that will be in the time frame? I'll find something in the time frame so I can move when I need to.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're definitely saying that, you know, this is the end of a difficult situation for you. Things are really going to get better. Really going to get better for you.
You really get to.
It looks like you're really breaking free from, like, they show, like, a pack to me, a pack of horses or something, and it's like you're free. You're breaking free from everything.
Yep.
New beginnings for you, definitely. They're telling me, too, any sadness and stuff that you have felt in the past year is now transpiring. They're saying it's you know, you're going to be able to move on from it. They're talking about just, they're showing, actually, like, you walking away. They show, like, in the morning time, you know, like the dawn of the day, that they're showing that you're going to see that. Yeah, it's like the dawn of the day. Yeah, definitely expect everything to improve, definitely.
Oh, wonderful. I need a safer place, too. I don't feel as safe as I could be here either. So I'm hoping to be
Looks good for you.
Well, Mary, thank you for
wonderful.
Calling,
well, thank
my dear.
You so much. I need
you have
to
a wonderful eve.
You do the same. Good night now.
Thank you.
Okay, blessings to you.
Thank you. You too.
We're going to take one more caller, and this is area code 323-202. You're on the line.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, what's your name? Hi.
Money.
You're breaking up.
Question.
Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, we can hear you now. What's your name, please? Unfortunately, this is not a good connection. One more chance. What is your name, please? Yeah, you're breaking up. I'm so sorry. I'm afraid we're not going to be able to get to you tonight. So that means that this caller is going to be able to get a reading.
It's area code 323202. You are on the air. 323-202? Hello? Hello, what's your name? Okay, well,
okay.
Not to be. All right, well then, the lucky Skype caller, you are live. What is your name, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, we hear you. What's your name?
Jen.
Jen, hi.
Hi
there, Jen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you folks doing? I'm the lucky one, huh?
You are.
You were
meant to get a reading.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm thankful.
Well,
but,
what can Lisa help you out with, Jen?
Well, Lisa was wondering if you could share something with me as to finding employment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I kind of felt like you were going to ask that before you even said anything because of the way the cards are falling for you. The Dreamer, which is one of my favorite cards, comes out for you. And that talks about taking a leap of faith, following your dreams. They're showing a lot of unexpected opportunities coming your way for you. They're showing that it's like you're going to enter a new phase of your life. It, again, same message as everybody's getting tonight. Really important to have confidence and believe in yourself because it's like the universe, actually, and God and your angels, they all want you to succeed, and you are gonna succeed. It's really time for your faith because, you know, you really got to believe. You got to really manifest. The manifestations come up again like with everybody else, and they're talking about taking the necessary steps, and you're going to be able to really move forward.
Wow.
Yeah. But take the leap of faith. Don't be afraid, because if you don't take that first step, you're not going to get anywhere, is pretty much what I'm getting. Don't be afraid to take action. Kind of take off with whatever. You know how a lot of times people say, well, think things through first? In this case, don't. You're going to just know what the right opportunity at the right time for you is, because you're just going to feel it, because they're showing your intuition and like that. You're just going to feel when it's time to make that jump. Yeah,
that I'll know.
You will know, yes, because they're showing me that you really want to move on. You're really, really ready to search for something more meaningful. That's what they're showing me here.
Yes, I'm really, really ready.
You really are, yeah. Yeah, they even show that you really looked inside for answers and like that. So don't let anything distract you from your true path. It's like you're gonna fill the void that you, whatever void you have, and everything's gonna feel more healthy to you and like that. Or even a relocation, or they're showing something with a relocation or a job relocation or something like that as possible. I think that's what they're trying to tell me. A relocation is possible for you. I don't know if that makes sense to you. I think that's what they're saying.
Yes, I'm contemplating whether I stay where I'm at or do I relocate.
Yeah, they're saying that you kind of feel burned out a little bit where you're at.
Yes.
That's what they're kind of showing me here. Yeah, they're showing that. So I think relocation, it looks like relocation for you would be really healthy. That's kind of what's coming up for you. Because it shows, too, you'll feel really fulfilled and like that. Again, you have free will. I mean, this is just advice from the angels or guidance or whatever you want to call it, but you do have free will, but they are showing that relocation would be beneficial.
Okay, that's good to hear. I guess it's just
well,
what I needed
you,
to
hear. Thank you, Jen.
But thank you both, and you folks have a wonderful, safe evening.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
you
do the same. Let me ask you, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has dropped away except for one caller. Can you take one more?
Absolutely.
Okay. You are in luck, area code 520234. You are live on the air with Lisa McCall and David Clark. What is your name, please?
Oh, thank you.
You know, I didn't press the one. I was just listening. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
Don't apologize.
You can have a reading if you would like.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I wonder what you could tell me as far as, like, what's going on as far as my, I think my main concern would be the, in the work arena.
Okay. Okay. It looks to me, first of all, leadership comes up. So leadership comes up for you. So it, I don't know if you have been in a leadership position in the past or if you are now, but that does come up for, very, very strong for you. They're also talking about structure and discipline. So that makes me think that you would be, they're trying to show that you would be a good leader, so to speak. They are showing me also the number four comes up with you, which signifies stability. So it looks like whatever's coming for you is going to be really, really stable. I see a lot of stability around you. They're also showing that your dreams are valid and sound. You just need the guidelines and organizational to kind of to plan everything. The sword tip. Are you a leader or a manager or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a constant challenge that I work on. But it's on the nose. Everything that you have mentioned.
Uh huh. Yeah. They're talking about financial security too. So, you know, no need to worry about finances or anything like that. I have pink coming through to me. When I see pink, a lot of times it'll signify usually a grandmother who's passed over. Is your grandma passed over? Your grandmother?
Oh,
or your mother?
A few of them. Yeah, indeed.
Okay, because when I see pink flowers, that usually represents a grandma just kind of coming in. There's two coming in. I know this is not what you asked, but I can't help what messages come through for me. There's two of them coming in. One seems to be a little more assertive than the other one. So there's one standing in more of the forefront and the other one. And they're just kind of popping in just to say, you know, I love you and like that. Nothing detrimental or anything like that. They're just popping in. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take love anytime.
Okay. Yeah, and then also just mentioning a happy family life. Do you have kids? Do you have two kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, two of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they are just making mention of the kids. They're acknowledging your kids.
I'll take happy family, too, if I can.
Yep. So they're just coming in. Yeah, and they're just talking about, you know, Time for yourself is coming up. Make sure you take time for yourself. That comes up a lot, too. I think the angels think that we're too hard on ourselves. So they always want us to take time for ourselves. So,
I love it.
Yeah, definitely take time for yourself. Yeah, keep, you know, your energy positive because, again, your positive thoughts are going to manifest your future and like that. So just keep your thoughts positive.
Well, thank you for calling tonight. I didn't catch your name.
It's Karen, and thank you very much.
Well, you're so welcome.
Okay. Thank you so much. And Lisa, thank you. You have attracted more callers than anyone I've ever had on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Will you come back again sometime down the line?
Absolutely. I would love to.
Oh, that would be great. And, you know, I was just amazed at how point on you were, and that makes me want to do a private reading with you. So may I call you after we end the show?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you so much. So
you're
once
welcome.
Again,
thank
we come.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds.
We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.